Thank you very much. Thank you. Greetings, Massive. Hey. Wagwan, Jamaica.
Simon. Where you at, bro?
They up on the ends, you know, bro. Why great?
Man, tell us a tree girl just pull up on me, nah, dog. Forward for one of them, man.
Say, where me need all them?
How are you? Three girl just pull up on me, and I tell me say them really on me. Hennessy and cranberry. Nah, we not double cardi. Nah, don't say no sorry. Never show me love, now you say you want me. That's flaw that never call for. Cause now you a talk, say you did love.
Yes, sir.
Chewy.
Hey, that boy, hey, man. We got Marky Simpson in the building.
Yes.
Simpson in the building. That was his music right there. Welcome to Can I Buy With Y'all. It's episode 17, bro. Can you believe that?
It's been a minute.
I'm starting to
Ain't track. Y'all just started up 17 already?
You 17? I'm sorry to bring you on so late.
That's what I'm saying. 17 spawned the roster. That's crazy.
But welcome, man. It's your boy Kaz. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to do that. It's your boy Kaz. Hope y'all feeling good. We back in this thing. Introduce yourself.
It's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. Formally introduce yourself one time, my boy.
We got Mark, a.k.a. Simo. Simo 7 on IG.
Whoa. Hold on. We got ad-libs coming out, too. You said Simo. Some like I know I gotta say you Jamaican.
Yeah.
We got a Jamaican in the building today.
Yes.
So we about to have some culture going. Shout out to Kev, the phone ringing, but you know it's all good. Shit, but how you feeling, bro? It's been a minute.
Shit, you got me sauce right now, bro.
All right, for the people watching the YouTube, you know the bottle it's looking a little scarce. We just started the show. That's the problem.
The pregame was too crazy.
Facts. Hey, it's been a minute actually since we said some facts about the bottle. So I don't have any about this one. I'm just going to read off the back. This is the Blackheart UFC edition. Never heard of this. It's very strong, 93 proof. UFC very edition. Strong. Hopefully, don't make me want to fight. You know. But I'm going to just read the back real quick. They called her Blackheart. She was bold and body, cunning and cutthroat, sexy and seductive. Ooh. She came from nowhere and broke hearts everywhere. Oh, this is Blackheart UFC edition. So shout out to that. We're going to get a quick salute before we get too into it. Just a quick little sippy. Yes, sir. Oh yeah, we feeling refreshed.
Ooh. I'm rattling though. I need more.
Oh, you need some more?
I need more.
Oh shit! Shit, go ahead.
Hey, can we get a background story of how you two met?
Damn,
how did we meet? That's a good question.
I think it was definitely. I believe it was our freshman year. You came in FAU 2014. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know if that was your freshman year, but that was my
sophomore. I had a chance for consistency. Okay.
So freshman year, hey, it's starting to hit me.
Yeah.
When I first got to FAU, I used to, I remember you lived in Glades, I think it was. I used to be knocking on doors, bro. I used to, like that first week of school, I didn't know nobody, so I would knock on random doors, trying to make friends, and I would go to whoever had music bumping.
And he was always bumping. So
I met the women's soccer team.
Oh, okay.
And then
I think he was on the fifth floor, and he was on the
You were the men's soccer team.
Yeah.
So then I just heard everyone because my tower sucked. I was in HBT.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I remember GBT was lit. HBT was lit.
Yeah. I think that's how we met. And then I see you all the time now.
Yeah. Be going out randomly. I see you. I've been linking you. We out.
Right. I don't think I told you, but I'll like. Bro, I'll be in West Palm. I'll be in Miami.
Random ass shit. And we see each other.
Like, I wouldn't even hit him up before. I just randomly see him.
She's like, bro, we might as well link and go out together.
I know.
We go to space. That's
for real.
What's your favorite spot in West Palm?
West Palm? I actually haven't been to West Palm in a minute still. But I usually hit what's that?
Clematis? We do Clematis, and like Pawn Shop.
Yeah, I think.
I don't remember the names of.
I mean, I had never really been to West Palm like that until. Till recently,
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, because it's Miami's a stretch. You know.
For me, Miami, nothing.
For you, yeah, I think you from
Lauderdale. Oh, yeah, Miami, yeah. From here, Miami,
it's a stretch.
Like, from Broward, it's not too bad. It's like 30, 35.
Yeah, it's a damn near hour from here. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's like just catching up. That's crazy. That's so weird. I was 18.
Yeah, that them times. I was
little jit roaming through FAU.
jit times, sorry.
Yeah, well, I was, bro.
I think even them times I was 18 because I started school early. My freshman year, I was 17.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, and you transferred, right?
Yeah, I transferred.
From Cincinnati. From Cincinnati. How was that?
It was nice there. I liked it there. I didn't really want to leave, but end up coming back home. Mm-hmm. And FAU.
Not too cold for you?
That shit was cold as fuck. They had one of the worst winters in the history. I remember one day it was like -2 degrees. Like all the boys was going to the calf.
Shit.
Opened the door, the wind chill hit me. I said,
they call it the calf up there too?
Yeah, they call it the calf.
I thought only FAU was the calf. Nah, I thought we were special.
Yeah, no, it was the calf. Actually, I think we used to call it something else, but I'm so used to the calf now. FAU, I'm still calling it the calf. We called it something else. You're right.
I don't know.
We called it something else.
You call FAU the calf, the cafeteria?
There was what was it called? It's called something. I don't remember.
Cause like our calf was like named after somebody.
The Borough was right next to it.
Yeah.
The Borough, and then they closed that down.
They closed the Borough down?
I think a few years ago. Yeah.
They changed.
Damn, that's how late I am. I think they did that like 4 years ago.
For real? But once I left FAU, but.
I'm saying, bro, I feel old.
Yeah,
I walk in there one time, I'm like, damn, I don't know where nothing is.
Yeah, because I remember some players on the team, or like two players on the team, like recruited, but they had a meal plan too.
So I feel like, I don't know, maybe waxing.
I mean, I said recruited. Sorry. Damn, this shit hit.
Nah, but
I walked on?
Huh?
Walked on?
Yeah, I walked on, ended up transferring, walking on, and 2 years. Then my last year, I didn't play, focus on my engineering team.
Okay.
Roadway, right?
Yeah, roadway engineer, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say. Chris doesn't know, but at our graduation, somehow we graduated together.
He was same day.
Same day, we were right next to each other.
Once again, we even know. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Just like how we link up and like we randomly in Wynwood together and Liam Palm Beach. It's graduation day. I look to my left, I was like,
what you doing here?
Nigga, you got
it. I'm criminal justice, you engineering. How are you getting the same graduation? But no, that's something I will never forget because I was the first one. After they did all the doctorates and all that,
yeah.
I remember I was the first one. Because I was like, I came in last, but I guess the people who came in last, they put them in the front.
Yeah,
so I ended up being the first one.
The first person. Yeah.
So, oh shit, like let's start it off, you know.
You remember when I walked on stage, like you dapped me up.
I know. The camera lady over here taking pictures when you walk in on stage. You know, you gotta strike a pose real quick.
I remember that boy was hyping me up too. I did a little strut my graduation, little key.
He did.
And the whole auditorium silent. This nigga, oh my boy, I'm like, who that? I see the front row, I see Cass, I'm like, yo,
you're a true hype man for real.
Yo, I low key, yo, I low key think we was out the night before graduation. Blue,
we were out, bro. It's funny,
we was out lit as fuck.
That was Blue Martini,
yeah, Blue Martini before.
You know, you didn't.
For rest in peace, Blue.
Nah, it's funny, bro, because to this day, my Snapchat memories be popping up.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, you randomly, like, chugging from a bottle or something.
Some shit,
this shit ain't changed, bro. Nah, that's funny, though. Speaking of that, man, let's get a shot of clock while we at it. We're going to get you lit on here, bro. We're going to get you lit. It's only right.
I'm already lit, can't believe
why. Why not? What made you pursue engineering?
So, ever since I was like a jit, like four, like 5 years old type shit. A jit, like back in the day. Always been good at math for some reason, just born with the ability to do math somehow.
Really?
So, bro, I was in like second, third grade. I was at a little small Jamaican Christian school in Broward called Excelsior. And like I was in like second grade doing math books for like, did the whole math book that's assigned for my grade within probably like the first 2 months of school. They give me the third grade math book. I seen this shit as a competition almost. I go finish the third grade math book like Literally, okay. I was, for some reason, I was trying to flex so hard that after school, I'm taking the third grade math book. I'm like, let me run out the pages on these niggas. And I'm like, going in on the math book, bring my shit to the math, to my teacher. Oh, I finished the third grade math book. She's looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? Like, why are you doing it? Yeah, so I was in like second grade doing like a fourth grade math because for some reason I had the passion to do math. I don't know why. So then, honestly, my parents kind of pushed me to do engineering the most, honestly, because I feel like they kind of saw that I had that ball dream. And but they also wanted to see, like, look at this gift you have in school. Use, like, you, like, make sure you use this.
Saying that really is a gift.
Yeah, make sure you don't, like, not use your talent.
Right.
So you could pursue both. So from a young age, I always had, like, the mentality, like, I'll go after ball if I don't. But at the same time, I'll make sure I do well in school.
Okay.
And then from then, the ball don't work.
So why, because you could do a lot of things with math, so why specifically did they want to direct you towards engineering?
I would say, okay, first, it started off with, you know, because I was good at math from a young age. And honestly, I had an older cousin that was studying biomedical engineering at UM. So they saw how well she was doing with it and where she could go with it. So they kind of said, okay, he's good at math. Especially when I got to high school, I was good at the sciences a little bit.
Okay.
So it's a math and science now, engineering.
So from the jump, you came in as a engineering major?
Yeah, even when I went to Cincinnati, I already knew engineering.
Oh, in Cincinnati too? Okay.
Yeah. When I went to Cincinnati now, my freshman year, I was kind of naive. I went in engineering, trying to play ball at the same time in a whole other state at 17 years old, trying to, I want to say this is my mistake at the same time because I feel like my advisor probably could have done better with me. But my my first semester, I had the hardest classes, bro, and they were like, I had the hardest classes while like traveling. I probably didn't start traveling my freshman year until probably like halfway through the season. So halfway through the season, this is like midterms time. You feel me? So like, these times I actually started traveling, and these engineering classes was already hard when I wasn't traveling and with a team on away trips. And
it's not an easy major,
huh?
It's not an easy major
at all.
Not at all.
At all,
bro. Like the amount of times I almost wanted to quit and say, "Yo, I'm about to go do like accounting or some shit or something with like something with math." Like,
yeah.
So when you like,
shit. Look at you now. You graduated.
I know most student athletes, they do an easy major because of the high demanding schedule of being an athlete.
Because even at Cincinnati, when I came in and said I want to do engineering, they were kind of like almost like, yo, you know, like down the road, engineering might not be able to fit with our schedule. You know? And that's happened to a lot of people.
So they were trying to put soccer first.
I mean, that's happened to a lot of people I know. Like people have gone to school trying to do engineering, but also like play basketball or play a different sport, and they would literally tell them, I don't know if your major can work with our sport, because how the majors cut so out.
They just say fuck school.
Pretty, I mean,
like indirectly.
Yeah,
like they pay you to perform.
Yeah,
but they don't really pay you to.
Yeah,
go to
actually play. Yeah, I guess what you're saying. But
I don't want to. I don't like to ask people like, what's your end goal? What you trying to do? But like what drives you in that field?
So
like, are you already working?
Yeah, I've been working for 2 years now. I graduated FAU December 2018. Been working. I interned through my last year of school.
Okay.
So that's one thing I would tell to any person in their last 2 years of college: make sure you intern, especially as a black person in America.
Absolutely.
Make sure you intern. We gotta be four times better than anybody else to get to where we need to be, you feel
exactly.
me? So I would say my junior year, intern at like for this survey, honestly, I was kind of like almost freestyling with it. I liked engineering, but at the same time, I didn't fully know exactly what I wanted to go into, you feel me? Because there were so many different fields of engineering.
Do you know now?
Well, I mean, I'm riding with this roadway now. I'm riding with the roadway. For the most part, for stuff like structures and other like shit, I'd probably have to go back to school, which I'm kind of scared of. I ain't trying to do that.
What,
I don't know if I'm trying to do
for a master's?
Yeah, for a master's type shit.
That's
I don't know if I'm trying to do that. I'm kind of, I mean, maybe down the line, if I really have to, then yeah. But I've seen a lot of people in my field just with a bachelor's, even though they're, because these days, you know, bachelor's almost like a high school diploma almost. So
if that.
I don't know. It's kind of like a gray area for me. I kind of feel like I've seen people in my field excel with just the bachelor's. But at the same time, those were different times. We in 2020 now, so different time. You feel me? So I don't know. I guess we'll see. I feel like soon
you're gonna need more than a master's
to do any job, any type of professional field. Like it's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like it just depends what you do.
Yeah,
there's people who excel without even going to college.
Exactly.
There's people who excel with
the to me I mean, the whole point of people going to school is to make money. And
yes,
if you figure out a way to make money without having to go to school, honestly, to me, that's the best thing you could possibly do with your life. Honestly.
Yeah.
To me,
because I know a lot of people, like there's a lot of, you know, say they do, you know, like graphic design or something. And I'm not shaming any major.
Yeah, yeah.
But they follow their passion, which I don't think is wrong. But then they end up owing more money than they're actually making.
Probably make, unless they, like, excel in nature.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of fucked up, but.
So that's, like, I know, like, we probably all know people that, like, probably started businesses young. And because of that, they up because they ain't gotta worry about no student loans or no bullshit like that, or
Exactly. It's one of the things, like, I mean, college is not for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm not gonna say it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But if you know what you wanna do, then, you know, I'd say just pursue that.
Exactly.
If you was a business owner, would you take someone that had experience and knew what they were doing, or someone that had a four degree diploma and, you know, like, they're just book smart? They don't know. Like, you're an engineer. Like, the person with experience knows you've seen tangible proof data and built a roadway.
Yeah.
Instead of someone that had a 4-year diploma, be like, I know the knowledge of how to build a roadway, but
I'm just now starting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to show that person a few things.
Who you gonna hire?
I mean, for me, I feel like some companies kind of hire with a picture in their mind of what they want. So
okay.
If sometimes, like, probably during the time that I got hired from my company, they kind of saw it as, we want a young person that's going to push our company 20, 30 years down from the road from now. Okay. So we're developing this person into, like, someone great. So by the same time, if I feel like in the engineering field, sometimes they almost hire depending on project needs. Sometimes a company will have a shitload of work.
Yeah.
And not enough personnel to design and do the work.
So you, I'm trying to picture what you do, because I know you do, like,
so I do
related,
like,
to construction a little bit, right?
It's kind of a mixture. Cause I do road. Okay, so I do roadway. So for the most part, probably for like for the 2 years I've been working mostly on like intersection projects. So like,
what exactly would you be doing?
So like, pretty much most of my projects have been like, you know, say they do a traffic study and kind of realize that an intersection is not working right, like,
okay,
someone's at a stop sign too long, or it's just dangerous for someone to, like, try to cross the intersection. So we'll say, all right, you need to signalize this. So pretty much we, like, intersections that are not signalized, will pretty much, like, put masked arms, you know, like the poles, and pretty much signalize the intersection. Like,
okay. That's actually a very important job.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's funny. I was dealing with that today. I was at an intersection, probably like a good 4 minutes.
Yeah,
because I was trying to. I mean, it was on a big. It was
traffic flow. Yeah.
Can't even. I'm trying to. There's traffic coming both ways. I'm trying to make that weird left turn. Yeah. So it's like,
I'm actually working on a project just like that. It's pretty much the same situation, going north and south. It's steady traffic. When people come from the east and west, it's like almost impossible for them to get across the intersection, or to make a left turn, because the ongoing traffic has no stop sign.
Right.
So for the most part, it's probably busy. It's kind of busy,
and there's just steady.
You got that tiny gap, and people are trying to floor it through that tiny gap, and there's accidents happening. So because of that, we signalize the intersection.
What that say?
Oh, Flyer Mind. It's my homeboy's clothing line. It's actually reflective.
Wait, say it again.
Flyer Mind.
Flyer
What does that mean?
Put that in the camera.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the camera.
Shout that out.
I noticed that at the beginning. I'm like, yo, that's fresh, bro. I'm gonna wait.
If you turn off the lights, if you turn off the lights and turn on the flash, this shit like reflective. It's an electric hoodie.
Should we do that real quick?
We can show it.
Can we do that?
Yeah,
turn off the lights. It's right behind you.
Why not?
It's right behind you. I'll show you.
So right over here behind his head.
That one over there too. I think this is our first time doing this.
Right behind you. Boom. I can see it a little bit.
Probably because it's like.
Okay.
And then if I throw the hoodie on.
Go ahead, get right model real quick.
Shit, this is our first time doing this.
Why not? Yeah, get right.
This is reflective.
Oh, that's tough.
Okay.
Flyer models. Yeah.
No, his shit is fire.
Okay.
Fuck
with
that.
Okay. Bro, we never cut the lights off on the show.
That's the first time. Oh,
first time.
We with it.
Shit, let's get a shot of clock while we're here. Why not?
Shit, I'm a trendsetter, man.
You finish your cup, bro?
It's pretty much done.
Oh, boy.
I'm kind of sipping fast, too. Like, this shit not
in. You Jamaicans, man. Shit, let's get a quick little
admission. Go ahead. We'll do a change real quick.
Just pull up, my girl, just pull up on me, yeah. Sip and you see smoke trees, yeah. Feel like you in a deep breeze, yeah. Dark skin boy too clean, yeah. Lay up on the beach for the weekend. Tree freak, yeah. With the freak, them. And me, I beat them. Hold on, never know, say me style shot like that. Brace pon the boy, sit pon the bike back. Hickey by your neck, no one say me like that. No one say you like that. Right slow, give me top.
Should they be a vegan? What would you say? I hear you, bro.
True.
I hear you.
Bro, that's not even me, though. That's Neeks.
That's not you?
Nah, my verse is like after all that. That's not even me.
It's because I see your name.
Yeah. I'm like the next verse.
Oh, your verse after?
Your next verse.
But we can bring that in the next little...
You want to play now?
Let's play.
And I tell me, say them really honey. Hennessy and cranberry. Nah, we no double cardi. Nah, don't say no sorry. Never show me love, now you say you want me. That's flaw that never call for. Cause now you attack, say you did love me.
Yeah, you are one in a million. Love the way you whine, Ponce Modan. I feel do you right, can never do you wrong. No long talk, girl, she fit on, yeah. Come and make me put it on you. Stay a couple nights at the fountain blue. And you see and trees with a B-side view. Listen, my girl, tell your friends come true.
Three girls just pull up on me. And I tell me, say them really honey. And you see and cranberry. Nah, we not double cardi. Nah, don't say no sorry. Never show me love, now you say you want me. That's flaw that never call for. Cause now you are talking. Say you did love me.
Oh. I need to go to Jamaica.
Come here, girl, let me put that on you. Come on, let me put it on you.
Let me jump on the track real quick. Bro, let's talk about your music, bro.
Yes.
I didn't even know you did this. This is new to me.
It's new to me, you feel me?
New to me. Since when?
This was probably like the first time I've ever been in the studio before, honestly.
When did you make this?
Probably like a month ago.
Oh,
shit. That was your first time in the studio?
First time in the studio ever. That little feature.
Damn.
Yeah, it was my dog Neek's song, but then
first,
he had a little part of the song where he didn't know what to do with the time. But I was like, bro, let me jump on.
So you just jumped in. Oh, you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, I was like, let me jump on there real quick. Let me see what I could do, you feel me?
What is that, reggae?
That's technically dancehall, I guess. But we kind of trying to make it sound so like people can understand it, because sometimes there's... Okay. Yeah, there's dancehall songs that go global. I feel like that people are hearing, but don't even fully understand what's going on in the song.
Yeah, y'all got a real different language.
Yeah.
What's his name? I think it's like VYBZ.
Vibes Cartel. Yeah, Vibes Cartel.
He's nice.
You said
VYBZ. Wait, what is it? I don't know.
Vibes.
I didn't even know that was.
I'm trying to think.
But honestly, once I heard the V, I knew he was gonna say Vibes Cartel.
Who's your top five?
Top five?
Do you have a top five?
I mean, that's tough.
A top three?
What's the genre?
Talking dancehall.
Yeah, dancehall.
Okay.
Well, I feel like you kind of gotta say Vibes Cartel number one.
Yes, he's big.
And then for me, I don't know, it's just tough because there's a lot of like modern day artists that are kind of like coming up and they got a different style and got a different, and they tough, but at the same time they haven't left a footprint on dancehall mm-hmm. yet.
Okay.
Compared to like those like Cartel, like some older, I'll say people like Alkaline, probably like
I heard of him.
Like the six them like Squash, like Chronic Law, like. I don't know if you guys know.
No, I'm gonna say I gotta hear some.
On Spotify, I got like a whole playlist of all pretty much all the dancehall music I listen to now. So I can
send me that.
Share with you.
I need that at the end of this.
It's mostly like modern day kind of dancehall. So.
What's the dude that goes with Pop Smoke?
DeVito.
What is it?
Probably or Burner Boy. With but Pop Smoke. that's like Afrobeats.
Yes,
right?
Afrobeats.
Oh, what's the difference? I don't know the difference.
Afrobeats is, I mean, that's more like African type music. Like Nigerian, okay.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about? Or?
What's his name? Starts with a D.
Probably DeVito.
DeVito.
I think DeVito. He's what, Nigerian, right?
I think he's Nigerian. Yeah. I like Afrobeats too, though. Yeah. I like.
I'm not educated on this, so.
Shit, that's why we're here.
No, I like Afrobeats too. You feel me? I like artists. You know a lot of Afrobeats artists or no? Like.
No, it's more or less like if I like the song, I'll just add it to my like playlist it, and then I just continue going. Okay. If I can dance to it, then
like Wizkid new album, I don't know if you guys heard that.
I fuck with Wizkid.
That shit is fire.
I think he might be my favorite actually.
I feel like he almost kind of like started. I wouldn't say started, but like almost like kind of uplifted the Afro beats.
Yeah, he's kind of like one
of the first Afrobeats artists I heard.
Me too.
That kind of made me like, damn, Afrobeats is kind of fire. Like, let me start digging into this.
And then he kept having hits on his. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
Then, like even one tune I can't stop listening to right now is his on his new album is Blessed with him and Damian Marley.
Really? Okay, I haven't heard it yet.
One thing I like about Afrobeats, it's almost like, I wouldn't say mirrored, but they kind of take a lot from like dancehall and Jamaican mm-hmm. music. So because of that, that's kind of why I like it.
Okay.
At the same time, they collab with a lot of.
Do you know the history of it? Like, do you know, like, dancehall came first?
Oh, I don't know that deep, but I feel like dancehall's been along for a while. Afrobeats, I feel like for the most part, kind of just like came on the scene almost. Mm-hmm. So I'll say almost kind of originates from dancehall almost. Kind of like
okay,
the rhythms and beats they use, the words they use at the same time. But.
Okay,
I gotta be honest because you can tell by now I'm just a generic mm-hmm. listener.
Yeah,
what's the difference between dancehall and Afrobeats, and is reggae even different from that? Those two.
Afro, like I said, Afro beats, they kind of have their own African type style. That's
what separates it.
What separates it?
Yeah.
I mean,
educate me. I mean, if you can.
Yeah. I mean, you feel like for the most part, like dancehall, it's like hard, raw, yard music, like Jamaican.
I'm trying to think
music.
Of how to explain it. Like,
because when I listen to something, I don't know the difference. I just know I can get down to this. That's all I know.
Throw your input, bro. We keep it going. Throw your input.
I'm saying certain instruments.
Okay. Like so what?
What's that one you just hold? The congo, I think?
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the tambourine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shit. So it's like certain sounds.
Yeah. So the difference is the instruments.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll almost say like the. Like,
obviously, their language. Yeah.
Their basic like geographical origin. They kind of instill their own culture into the music. You feel me?
Okay. It's weird because I can hear like an Afrobeat song and be able to tell the difference.
Okay, like even the song, the Burner Boy. Yeah. Like that's not anywhere near Jamaican, but kind of like when you hear the rhythm. Probably any Jamaican artist could hop on that rhythm and make a bad tune.
So I don't even know how to because like I can tell the difference between them, but it's like that. I think like you said, it's like the instruments, like that, like they both make me want to dance, but one is like okay, that's Afrobeats, that's dancehall. Yeah,
you could distinctly hear what's an Afrobeat song, what's a dancehall song.
Right.
So
I'm gonna pay more attention to it now.
You should.
We're gonna have like a little trivia.
Really, I'm serious. Have that next time. Definitely, we gotta get you on again so we can discuss this.
I can slide on again.
Be more educated. Bro.
Absolutely.
As long as it makes me dance, I'm like, all right, man, this is fire.
Burner Boy, I know too. He's fire.
Damn, what other artists I know?
Do you have any? There's one that starts with an S. I mean, not an S, an M. Oh.
Mavado?
Nah. It's like M-A-S. There's a K in his name.
Masika?
Might be his name.
No, he's a dance hall.
That's dance hall?
Yeah.
I can't even think.
But it's fire.
I don't know. This, like I said, when I hear the music, I can't even say I have a top five. I just like it as a whole.
Yeah. Just appreciating all aspects of it.
Exactly.
Well, I feel like I definitely need to try to touch Africa, you feel me? I gotta touch the motherland one time.
I'm saying.
I'm trying to go to like Ghana, Nigeria, one of them. Right?
Why not?
You definitely have talent for being in a month, like being in the works for a month ago, right?
Wait, what?
Like you just got in the studio.
Yeah.
That
oh, month. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like your work is like, you have some talent. Really, you do.
For real.
I can see you blowing up.
Bless.
Like no gas on the camera, like I said. I can see you blowing up.
Bless.
Because you have talent.
Exactly, and that's a distinct style of music. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not just coming in there rapping.
We're kind of like making our own kind of wave. Exactly, that's what we're trying to
go for it, bro. Yeah. I'll definitely go.
No, we'll definitely see a lot more similar features. Yeah. I don't know if I've made my own song yet, but
do it, bro.
I could, but for the most part, you're probably seeing me on some Neeks features for now.
Okay,
until I.
He making me want to jump in the studio.
What's up? You got a studio right here.
God, what you trying to do?
We can hop on it. Shoot. You practice one day.
Hey, can you freestyle?
Oh.
I mean, well, honestly, we made a song probably like about a month ago, but we said we was going to re-record it though, but...
Hey, keep going.
No, I said a month ago, about 2 months ago, another song, like a first song, but then we ended up like scratching it, not really touching it.
Oh, you a month in. You gonna get right. I believe it.
This is only the beginning.
Like, that's my starting, so imagine the ceiling.
Exactly. See, there you go.
If I really persist.
That's that confidence when you
confidence is important. People don't understand that.
Confidence is
very important.
Very
people really don't see like being confident in this life that we are, especially in 2020, where people, I feel like there's a lot of people that try to drag people down, like
And if you fall into it, they gonna get you.
You gonna have you thinking like about like yourself. Exactly. You don't know yourself no more because of.
What? Should we get into it? We can get into the energy draining, all the negative people in 2020.
We can get into that.
Bro. It's up to you. It's up to you.
We can get into it.
Because there are a lot of people that be draining energy. Negativity. They don't want to see you be great. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish first, and then, you know, we go around.
I don't know. For me, I try to be positive in every situation possible.
Okay.
And I feel like because I have that mentality, even when negative shit happens, it doesn't affect me that much.
Mm. Okay.
It's because my positivity, no matter what, unless it's something tragic, obviously we're human still at the end of the day.
100%.
But unless it's absolutely tragic, obviously that's gonna have me down. But for me to be down, like I gotta be absolutely like I said, it has to be something tragic. So like, I mean, when I obviously once again we're human, we all go through disappointment, success, da 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 da. So for me, when disappointments happen. Because I'm already positive, or because I almost foresee it,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't really affect me.
That's a good mindset to have, too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, on top of confidence, a strong mindset, that's another important
thing. I preach all of that, man. Like,
I'm just saying, like a hater, when they give their opinion, it's like, do you collect a check for hating somebody? Like, what? Like, why are you so dedicated or hating on somebody?
Now, when I see like, hate for no reason, like I look at it, I'm just like, why? What is that?
What do you gain out of it?
Yeah, what do you gain out of hating right now? What does that do for you? How does making someone else feel down about themselves make you better in any way?
Exactly.
And I feel like hating comes from someone having the lack of confidence. They look at someone like me,
got their own struggles, or like
they see somebody else up, and because that person up and look like they confident, look like they doing their thing in life,
mm-hmm.
they want to try to bring him down. Oh, I'm better than you. Da 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 da.
They feeling low,
and that also comes with comparing yourself to other people. I never tried to compare myself to other people. Everybody's at their own speed in life.
Exactly.
Everybody's on their own journey.
You literally just hit it on the nail. Because when someone else wins, they feel like they lost.
Exactly.
It's like, no, you could win.
We can all win. Exactly. So why are you mad that he won? In his journey in life, he won.
Especially at our age, bro. Because, like, if you see someone our age excelling, you're like, damn, why are they here?
Yeah, and I'm still here.
Like, at our age, bro, a lot of us are not supposed to be fucking, like, you know, we made it.
No, so we still in that gray area of, like, exactly, we in our young 20s.
Exactly. So you'll see, you know, maybe a couple people make it.
Yeah.
Or I don't even want to say make it, make but, you it, know, but they're, like, being successful.
At a different level, you know, got their house, got their car.
Exactly. And you're like, damn. Why am I not there yet?
I'm the same age as them. Why am I not there?
Exactly.
But at the same time, I got the old speed.
Saying that's their path. You take your path. We going to be straight.
So, and the day we go, we straight. 100%.
It's all about mindset. Because then you'd be like, oh, why not me? It's something like, it's not. No, you got to ask.
Yeah.
How did you get there? If you're successful, I'm going to hit you up. Like, yo, how did you get
there? How did you get there? How can you
help me? What do I got to do?
This is the situation I'm in. How do I better myself?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Trying to get to where you at. I appreciate where you at. How do I get there?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's how you got to look at life.
Of course.
Like we said, like, once you see someone being successful, being, like, doing the most, you feel me?
Yeah.
You're like, there where inspired. You want to be at.
Exactly.
100%. 100%. Respect
that. If you're watching.
Yes. Yes.
We preaching confidence. Yes. We preaching a positive mindset.
Positivity. Yes.
We preaching greatness, all the above.
Believe in yourself. Look, this is from
Chris. We can all win. Mm.
This is from Chris.
From Chris Matthews.
If you is watching this, you are great. Forever. Mm. You are great. Mm. You're going to do amazing things in life. I promise you that. You will.
You're going to be a success.
You are beautiful. You are
amazing.
Successful.
You are loyal.
Phenomenal.
You are loyal.
We don't get into
it. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, really, really. Can I vibe with y'all? We really do appreciate
facts.
Y'all.
We don't say this enough. This might be the first time we're saying
really?
It.
Really?
It's episode 17, bro. That's crazy.
17.
We just started. 17. We started this really? August 30th.
And what's it now? November what? 16?
16, yes.
2.5 months in.
2.5 months.
Really? If you've been with us since August, we truly appreciate y'all. For real. We do. Thank you.
For real. Mark, thank you again for coming, bro.
No, thank you guys for having me.
It was a pleasure. You can drop your vibe. Stuff again one more time. Why not?
Yes.
Sima 7.
Sima. Drop your foot.
You got it.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Go ahead. We're going to go this way.
Hey, well, since we're here, it's your boy Kaz, okay? You can follow the IG, C-A-Z _. Pressing all kind of shit. CAZ_0. You can follow the Can I Vibe With Y'all page at Can I Vibe With Y'all. You know, simple as that.
Oh, yes.
You finish it off.
And you already know, it's your boy Chris. IG Mathis 023.
Yes, sir. We out of here, man.
I'm not them, I said them really yanny. Tennessee and cranberry. Nah, we're not the Bacardi. Nah, don't send us sorry. Never show me love, now you say you want me. That's flaw that never call for. Cause no, you attack, say you did love me.
Yes, sir! See y'all next time.
Peace.